Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going to be continuing our journey to our deserted island. We have a very special guest this week. We have Dr. Robert Godfrey. Dr. Godfrey is the president of Westminster Seminary, California, and also a teaching fellow at Ligonier Ministries, and, I should add, a church historian. So welcome, Dr. Godfrey.
Thank you very much. I think it's great to be here, although this island is getting crowded, and this is a harder assignment than one might think until one actually has to try to think it through.
It is difficult. There's so many books to choose from, but here are the ground rules. You're on a deserted island. This isn't just any island. It's a very theologically engaged island. So we already have a Bible. We have Augustine, and we have Calvin's works, and we have Jonathan Edwards' works. So beyond those, what would be your top five books for your deserted island?
Well, I'm going to maybe surprise some people, but if I'm on a deserted island, the first criteria is books have to be long so that I can have plenty to occupy myself. And I decided that theology is only good company for so long. So since you already have some theological works there, I decided I would want to take some other kinds of things. So I would, first of all, take my favorite novel, Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Now, that's a first, but that's great. War and Peace.
And yes, not to know Natasha Rostov is not to have lived. So you really need to read War and Peace. And a great novel is like having friends along. So I figure if I'm going to be there alone, then just to show that I'm well-educated, I would take the collected works of Shakespeare, more friends, more people to investigate. For the longest time, I couldn't figure out what the big deal was about Shakespeare. But the older I get, the more I like Shakespeare. So
do you have a particular favorite among Shakespeare?
Well, you sort of are almost obligated to like Hamlet best. But I really like Macbeth.
I was going to say Macbeth. I guessed you for a Macbeth.
And I want to figure out more about Anthony and Cleopatra. Since age cannot wither her, I want to spend more time. But don't tell my wife.
Secret safe with us.
That's good.
So you've
good
got day. War and Peace. You've got Shakespeare.
Then I thought I really need a 20th century novelist who would be a little more cynical. So I'm choosing Evelyn Waugh's Sword of Honor trilogy for a little humor, a little irony, a little black comedy. So I'm a big fan of Evelyn Waugh's. And
you've got a long time on this island.
And I've got a long time, maybe, on this island. So those are my sort of friends to take along.
Very good.
Then I thought, just to sort of hold up the side, I needed to take some history along. And because the works of Jonathan Edwards are there, I decided I would take along George Marsden's biography of Jonathan Edwards.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
Which I think is just a splendid, exemplary biography.
It is. It's a delightful read. I've benefited so much from that book. And, all right, and then our last book.
You know, this was particularly hard, but I think I would take along Martin Luther's commentary on Genesis. Luther is always a good companion to have along, and I'm trying to think of projects that would help keep me occupied. And to compare Augustine, Calvin, and Luther on their commentaries on Genesis would be a very interesting
That's
project.
That's fascinating. Well, you always need a little Luther. He's always great company.
Absolutely. If only to make you chuckle or gasp or—
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we need to say goodbye, but one last thing. Visitors to the island, if they're authors, get to leave behind a book of their own. So you've written a number of books. I've found them very helpful. Which of your books would you like to leave behind for the library?
I think I would leave behind, Modest as It Is, my biography of Calvin, Pilgrim and Pastor. I think that would be an encouragement to people.
It is. It is. It's a great reminder of what were the emphases in Calvin. And a wonderful book. I'm sure the future visitors will appreciate having that, along with War and Peace.
Well, it's been nice to visit with you.
Yes. Well, thanks for being on our island, and thanks for being with us on 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from Robert Murray McChane. Yes, brethren, Christ is as truly walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks as truly in this place today, as if you saw him with your bodily eyes. It is sweet to know and feel this. Thus only can we be sustained amid all of the trials of the ministry.